Something's wrong. Something's missing. What we've seen has been wonderful. What we've seen has been glorious. But there's got to be more. And we're in a place of desperation. We're in a place that we can't live the way we're living anymore. You know, in the early days of revival, we rejoice when people walk in under their own power and then they're wheeled out in wheelchairs. Whereas it should be by now that people are wheeled in wheelchairs and walk out under their own power. It should be that they're not new strip clubs opening up but closing down because there's no business. May not a single one escape your voice tonight. There's more, friends. We just want to sit back and skip a day of food and maybe pray for an hour and read our Bibles a little bit here and there and turn off the TV maybe once or twice a week to meet with God more, and we think the glory's going to come down. Can you really say, God, I'm desperate? Friends, let me ask you a question. How much room is there for God in your life? Are you desperate? It can be one person shut up alone with God that won't come out of their room until the glory comes down, and that could change a nation. I wonder, are we really willing to let God break our hearts? God is seeking a hunger that will not let go because it cannot let go, a hunger that cannot quit because to quit is to die. That is God hunger. That is spiritual desperation. That is the key to revival. Longing for God. If the Lord is really with us, where then are the miracles and the signs and the wonders we heard about? If the Lord is really with us, where is He? I knew no one who had what I wanted. In fact, I did not know what I wanted. But I knew that if what I had was all the Christianity there was, the thing was a fraud. Used to pray, give me souls or take my soul. John Knox prayed for Scotland, give me Scotland or I die. John Hyde, the great intercessor, prayed with such intensity that when he came down sick in his 40s and was taken to a doctor in Bombay who was an American missionary in India, they found that literally his heart had moved to the center of his chest cavity. So much broken-hearted anguish in his soul going up to God. It actually affected him on the inside. I ask you again, how much capacity is there for God in your life? What was wonderful a week ago and a month ago and a year ago is not wonderful today because the needs are still there. Because the sick are still there. Because the bound are still there. Because the oppressed are still there. Because our nation's still going to hell all around us. Something's got to change. I'm telling you, we may have gotten within an inch of the breakthrough, but we can't stop now. We can't settle for things being the way they are. Then I tell you, we're stopping short. I tell you, we're trying to satisfy ourselves before the breakthrough comes. Sometimes it just hurts too much to carry the burden. Sometimes it's just too overwhelming to think of people going to hell. Sometimes it's just too discouraging to look at a sick person that's not healed. But I say, look at it, feel the pain, feel the burden, and then go after God till He uses you to set the captives free. Now's the point where we either seize the moment or look back with everlasting shame that we missed. Come on, friends, we've seen awesome things from God, but we haven't seen what we're supposed to see yet. If this book is true, if our God is true, we haven't yet touched what we're supposed to see. We've got a glimpse, but that's it. Let's not insult God by saying this is that yet. Workers, church leaders, evangelists, missionaries, young people, long-time believers, brand new converts. Are you desperate?